Welcome back to the News at One. Well, as you've heard in the bulletin, Garda Commissioner Drew Harris says Gardaí are investigating if the abuse of children by religious orders, detailed in the scoping report published by government this week, was organised and coordinated by so-called paedophile rings. His comments came this morning in County Waterford, where he spoke to our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
There are a number of individuals who have been convicted and either have passed away since or are still incarcerated or maybe released. But what we're going to what we can now do in terms of just this overall report, the scale of what's been described, is take that wider view. And that's why we have a national unit now. The national bureau that we have for protective services wasn't in existence, but we have a coordinated national response, and that specifically then, as it follows individuals, should be able then to identify where there's been an organisational element. Whether then that opens up then further victims, we have to see.
Paul Reynolds joins us now. Paul, where's this investigation at now?
Well, the Gardaí are already investigating over 140 allegations of abuse at Blackrock College in Dublin, and that was one of the schools named in this scoping report. The Gardaí investigation into the report and into the allegations in the report is an expansion of that. It's been led by the Gardaí National Protective Services Bureau. It will coordinate reports and allegations from all over the country. All allegations will be investigated by specialist detectives in divisional protective services bureaus, which are linked in to the national unit. The Garda Commissioner says this will enable them to determine if abuse was organised and coordinated by so-called paedophile rings. Drew Harris said a number of known convicted sex offenders had been identified. He said some were in prison, some had passed away, some had been released. But the coordinated response enables the investigation team, he said, to follow these individuals to identify if they had been organising or colluding amongst themselves in criminal activity. He also said the Gardaí were aware of the number of victims. He was also aware of a number of victims involved in the time span that has passed since the crimes were committed, but he did appeal to people, victims and witnesses, to come forward, but did make the point that so far this week there have been no new contacts.
Paul, the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, was also speaking in County Waterford. What did she say?
Well, she described the abuse outlined in the report as, quote, barbaric and horrific. She said there was now a moral obligation to ensure that the truth was uncovered and that there was justice for individuals. And she specifically said there was a moral obligation on the religious orders to, quote, put their hands up, come forward, contribute significantly to a redress scheme, and that they should not have to be asked.
It's hard to put into words what we're actually reading at the moment and what happened many years ago, but not that long ago as well. It truly was barbaric. And as I said, there is a moral obligation on us to make sure that the truth is uncovered, that we have justice for those individuals, but also that there is some form of redress. I think the religious orders and those who are involved here, they must put their hand up and come forward. It shouldn't be the case that they're asked. They should form part of any redress scheme, but that all has to be worked through. We also don't want to see any redress scheme going on for years or perhaps beyond the scoping inquiry. So we need to work that through, the details office, the costs, where the burden will lie. But as I said, nobody should be under any illusion. The religious orders themselves need to come forward. They need to put their hands up and they need to contribute to this significantly.
Paul, finally, a big match in Dublin at the weekend, Ireland versus England. What arrangements are in place?
Well, the Commissioner said that that had been declared, quote, an extraordinary event. And he said this was done so that they were able to mount a substantial policing operation for the arrival of fans, the maintenance of public order at the stadium and in the city centre. He also said the Gardaí were working closely with the English police, particularly those involved in the national programme over there, which gathers intelligence on football hooliganism. He said they were prepared for the threats. He said the far right at the moment was not on their radar. He said English police officers won't have any policing powers, but they will be here in the Garda control rooms and can be deployed with the public order units. He said they'll enable the Gardaí to identify English fans who are known troublemakers, who have been banned from international travel and who may breach that ban. And he said they're here to observe and assist in terms of known hooligans.
Paul Reynolds, thanks for joining us this